Washington, proceeding and taking action. But you may have noticed that as they proceed, they don't always take action. Sometimes they simply move forward. Moving forward is another one of their big activities. We're moving forward with respect to Social Security. With respect to is lawyer talk. Makes things sound more important, complicated. So they're not moving forward on Social Security. They're moving forward with respect to Social Security. But at least they're moving forward. To help visualize this forward motion, you may wish to picture the blistering pace of the land tortoise. Now, sometimes when they themselves are not moving forward, they're moving something else forward, namely the process. We're moving the process forward so we can implement the provisions of the initiative. Implement means put into effect, and an initiative is similar to a proposal. It's not quite a measure yet, but there's a possibility it may become a resolution. Now, one might ask, why do we need all these initiatives, proposals, measures, and resolutions? Well, folks, it should be obvious by now, we need them in order to meet today's challenges. As I'm sure you've noticed, our country no longer has problems. Instead, we face challenges. We're always facing challenges. That's why we need people who can make the tough decisions. Tough decisions like, how much money can I raise in exchange for my integrity so I can be reelected and continue to work in government? Of course, no self-respecting politician would ever admit to working in government. They prefer to think of themselves as serving the nation. This is one of the more grotesque distortions to come out of Washington. They say, I'm serving the nation, and they characterize their work as public service. To help visualize this service they provide, you may wish to picture the activities that take place on a stud farm. Continuing this little review of the language of the elected, it seems that linguistically, politicians hit their truest stride when they find themselves in trouble. At times like these, the explanations typically begin with a single word, miscommunication. How do you answer these felony charges, Senator? The whole thing was a miscommunication. But what about the tapes? They took them out of context. They twisted my words. Nice touch. A person who routinely spends his time bending and torturing the English language, telling us that someone has twisted his words. But as the problem gets worse and his troubles increase, he's forced to take his explanation in a new direction. He now tells us that the whole thing has been blown out of proportion. And by the way, have you ever noticed with these blown out of proportion people that it's always the whole thing? Apparently, no one has ever claimed that only a small part of something has been blown out of proportion. But as time passes and the evidence continues to accumulate, our hero suddenly changes direction and begins using public relations jujitsu. He says, we're trying to get to the bottom of this. We, suddenly, is on the side of the law. We're trying to get to the bottom of this so we can get the facts out to the American people. Nice. The American people. Always try to throw them in. It makes it sound as if you actually care. As the stakes continue to rise, our hero now makes a subtle shift and says, I'm willing to trust in the fairness of the American people. Clearly, he's trying to tell us something, that there may just be a little fire causing all the smoke. But notice, he's still at the I have nothing to hide stage. But then, slowly, I'm willing to trust in the fairness of the American people progresses to there is no credible evidence. And before long, we're hearing the very telling, no one has proven a thing. Now, if things are on track in this drama, and the standard linguistic path of the guilty is being followed faithfully, no one has proven a thing will precede the stage when our hero begins to employ that particularly annoying technique, ask yourself questions and then answer them. Did I show poor judgment? Yes. Was there inappropriate behavior? Yes. Do I wish this never happened? Of course. But did I break the law? That's not the issue. The calendar is marching, however, and it soon becomes clear that our friend is most likely quite guilty indeed. We know this because now he shifts into that sublime use of the passive voice. Mistakes were made. The beauty of mistakes were made is that it doesn't really identify who made them. You're invited to think what you wish. Bad advice? Poor staff work? Voodoo curse? But it's too late. Mistakes were made quickly becomes eventually I will be exonerated.